Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn after corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for representative nearest you.
It's time for our opening commodity market report for this Friday edition of Morning Edition, and with us is Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 in Kansas City. March wheat opened at 4.86, down 1.5 on the open. May 4.93, down 5. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 4.59.5, down 1 on the open. May 4.73, down 1.5. July 4.81.5, down 1. December 5.02.5, down 0.5 on the open. March corn opened at 3.98, unchanged on the open. May 4.10.5, up 0.5. July 4.16.5, down 0.5. September 4.06, up 3. December 3.92, down 0.5. March 3.98.5, down 0.5. July 4.06.5, up 0.5 on the open. March soybeans opened at 7.20, down 1.5 on the open. May 7.37, down 0.5. July 7.50.5, down 0.5. August 7.57, up 2. November 7.74, unchanged. January 7.78.5, unchanged. March 7.80, up 1 on the open. March soybean meal opened at 207.90, unchanged on the open. May 212.50, down 40. March soybean oil opened at 29.71, up 13 on the open. May 30.19, up 20. At the Merck, March feeders opened at 94.95, up 17.5 on the open. April 97, up 5. May 98.10, up 5. August 120, down 7.5 on the open. February live cattle open at 89.50, down 32.5 on the open. April 92.80, down 10. June 89.65, unchanged. August 87.75, down 15 on the open. February lean hogs open at 64.95, up 22.5 on the open. April 67.60, down 10. May 75, down 32.5. June 77.05, down 17.5 on the open. And February pork bellies open at 101.65, down 95 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. I'm a little rusty after a couple weeks being out here.
I know. You've been on the Outlook trail and talking to lots of producers about risk management's strategies. And what kind of things are they mostly concerned about?
Well, I think the biggest thing we're talking to them about and that they've asked us to really delve into more deeply after we get done with our normal presentation is how exactly to get the 08 crop locked in. We think producers are very well in tune with that this year, that they don't want to make the same mistake that they did in 96 by not doing a little bit more hedging. Not too much, but a little bit more. They kind of want to get some 08 locked in. Not too many people are asking about 09 because of what happened back in 95, 96. Other than that, I think the biggest thing that we've talked about is this basis issue this fall. And if we do grow, 10 million more acres, primarily off of beans, which doesn't seem to be too likely from the travels we've been on, if we do grow 10 million more acres, though, on good ground, and we do have good summer weather, and we can, push up a 12.5 billion bushel crop, is that going to, give us the issue of having a very wide basis this next fall, just like we had in the soft red winter wheat last year? And so that's something that we've really spent a lot of time on, 20, 30 minutes in some cases, on how to defend that and how to deal with that. And we do see a lot more wheat acres in northwestern Ohio, northeastern Indiana, by Fort Wayne, Toledo, Lima, Sydney, Ohio. That area looks like it's got very rough-looking wheat right now. And if the temperatures drop as cold as they or as they're forecasted, they could see quite a bit of heaving, and you might lose some acres to corn over there big time, Dave, in our opinion.
So might we in the fall have a widening basis on ideas that we don't have the infrastructure to put this crop away?
I think you can plan for it, and I think that's where we've been talking about getting with the crop insurance people and you know, maybe taking a good hard look. You know, this is the month for what farmers will plant. You know, if you take weather away from the springtime, if you took that variable away because the crop insurance industry is now keeping count and averaging the Nov beans and Dease corn prices, this is the month, in our view, that will dictate how many acres we get in the major corn belt and even in the fringe areas. The guys that are talking about doing more cotton in Texas on and putting more milo in, those guys are going to be looking very hard at the February averages as well. So that's very, very possible, and we could see quite a bit more acres in corn-related field crops, but maybe not corn in the Midwest.
Let's turn our attention to near-term market factors. This morning we learned that the U.S. economy added a weaker-than-expected 111,000 new jobs in January. We're seeing U.S. government bond prices rising. We're seeing that the U.S. dollar is also rising. How does this play out in the commodity sector over the next month or so?
Well, to this morning's price action and reports, the dollar, the spot dollar especially, is showing some nice technical action right now, and we've had some crude calls in place with some speculators, and we're going to lift half of those crude calls. We've rallied about $6 to $8 in the futures. We're going to take some of those crude calls off because we do see the short-term technicals looking pretty good in the dollar. The reports earlier this week, Dave, with the GDP saying that we've got good growth, maybe better than a lot of the market expected, and the Federal Reserve coming out with no changes on their rates, saying they don't want a slow growth. At least that's how we read that report and what they said on their quick release. If you put those two things together, then you would say the commodities still have a nice base of support intact, that the emerging markets are going to remain strong. And so the outside markets remain a key thrust to what these grain prices do. This is a tough month. Other than the crop insurance average, and some of the information being leaked out on the new farm bill, and you know, Washington leaking out a little bit of information, we're going to have pretty light information this month. And so the volatility and the changes in prices could be quite big, and the swings could be quite nasty, and could make us quite sick to our stomachs on some days and feel great on other days.
You'd like to see that U.S. dollar, though, soften some, wouldn't you not?
We would, because if we saw the dollar soften, that should relate back to keeping interest rates tame and keeping the crude oil firm. And generally speaking, all three of those things would help keep our commodity price to the upside, that trend intact.
Let's turn our attention then to technicals. Let's look at March corn. And we see that we're in a, well, what some would say would be a downtrending channel for the last week or two. Question I have for you is, what is the time window that you believe that lead option futures has to go ahead and make new contract highs before we look at that downside gap?
We would like to think that it would come between the March 1st baseline report and the March 31st agricultural, you know, prospective plannings report. We'd like to think that would be the time period. February is not always so kind to the corn. Tends to do fairly good in the bean complex, at least as far as the May futures go, but the March corn goes into delivery, the March futures as a whole go into delivery here coming up at the end of the month, and that's a big, big issue. Probably the biggest thing we've seen this week in particular is that there's been talk that the indexes were going to come in and buy some more commodities, and that didn't make a lot of sense from a standpoint of what they release. Yeah, they can jockey some positions around, but wire reports have quoted traders that they say they expect the indexes to come in, you know, as of yesterday and maybe even again today. Nothing has been seen on that from the contacts we talked to up at EFG. In fact, I talked to them before the opening, and they said, no, in fact, we heard earlier yesterday afternoon that they're not coming in at all now. They'd already balanced their portfolios at the end of last week, and they don't see anybody coming in the index community to support these prices. So between that and the wheat complex and the weak spreads, you know, the corn has had a tough time, and that March corn has not been able to stay above that $4 level, which that's something we're really watching.
In fact, maybe next week's Goldman Roll might have more to do with it than the index funds, I would think, for the March.
Yeah, you would think that Goldman Roll next week would be what they're talking about, since they are one of the main indexes. So I'm not so sure why they were putting that out in the news wires, but that probably caused some frustration and caused some question mark. The other thing that came out of nowhere from us was some DTN report, I think it was DTN quoted off the AP, that the EPA is looking at slowing down the ethanol because of the pollution that it brings out, and that was really something out of left field. That's something we're just definitely going to have to watch. If government agencies are starting to talk down the corn-based ethanol after the State of the Union address, that's something that maybe will affect the psychology of Wall Street and those hedge fund traders.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great day, sir.
You too. Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana.
The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Going ahead and taking a look at the current tick in Kansas City, March wheat 483.5 down 4. At the Board of Trade, March 459.5 down 3 quarters. March corn 398 unchanged. March beans 726.5 up 5. March soybean meal 209.50 up 160. March soybean oil 29.65 up 7. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.